An interesting thing happened in fashion about 100 years ago. For the first time, instead of being created to be simply utilitarian, fashion became linked to current musical trends. Since music and fashion are both ways of showcasing one's individualism, it was simply a matter of time before they became more intertwined. Let's look at some of the most interesting decades for music-inspired fashion. The 1920s gave rise to flappers. Women who considered themselves flappers didn't agree with traditional gender roles of the time and acted in a way that reflected this by wearing short skirts and excessive makeup, having a bob cut, smoking, driving cars, but most of all, by listening to jazz, which was at the time almost exclusively confined to nightclubs due to its provocative lyrics and society's view on segregation at the time. The 1960s gave us mods and rockers. In the UK, people who listened to modern jazz, which includes soul, ska and R&B, were referred to as mods. They were notorious for wearing tailor-made suits and riding scooters. The enemy of the mods, at the time, were the rockers. These people would listen to 1950s rock music, wear leather jackets and ride motorbikes. These two groups famously came to blows many times in public, with the most famous one being the Second Battle of Hastings, which resulted in many arrests. Music continued to influence and inspire fashion over the coming decades, with glam rock and punk rock in the 1970s, goths in the 80s, and grunge and hip-hop in the 1990s. In today's music scene, we can still see famous artists influencing fashion, whether it be via endorsements, with artists like Kanye West working with Adidas to make Yeezys, or people copying the look of their favorite artist in their most recent music video. The reason why music might have such a strong influence on fashion is that people see music as an escape, and who doesn't like dressing like a rock star?